Now we've hopefully got her on the line with us, Gay DeManuel, who's from Whistleblowers Activists and Communities Alliance, and one of the protesters who was part of the recent Rosebank factory rooftop occupation in Bayswater. Now this company, actually, you know what? I'll let Gay explain it all. Welcome to the show, Gay.
Hi, Chloe. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So would you be able to tell listeners about the rooftop protest this week on the Rosebank factory and also the reason for the occupation?
Yes, on Monday, a group of protesters, so people from WACA and also people from various affinity groups, we came together to occupy the roof of Rosebank Engineering, which is a factory out in Bayswater. Probably a lot of people haven't heard of it, but Rosebank Engineering is actually a key supplier in the F-35 global supply chain. So F-35 striker jets that can carry really heavy armaments, so they can drop 2,200-pound bombs. And they're currently being used by Israel to drop those bombs on Gaza. So the F-35 have bomb bay doors, and Rosebank Engineering is the sole global producer of a part called an uplift actuator, which is basically a fancy hinge. It opens the bomb bay doors. They're also involved in making other components of the F-35. So the Australian government has been investing millions of dollars in the defence industry. They're currently we rank at number 15 in the global weapons exporters. And our government, whether it's Liberal or Labor in power, it doesn't really matter. They want to get us in the top 10. So they've invested a whole lot of money in these weapons or components parts. Manufacturers. So I wanted to draw attention to the fact that this company is sitting in our suburbs in Melbourne. They've got two factories, one in Bayswater and one in Airport West. And they are part of the global weapons supply chain that is being used by Israel to commit genocide in Palestine. So, as I said, we wanted to draw attention to this fact, and we are part of a global movement all around the world. People are saying we don't want to be part of the military-industrial complex. We don't want to be part of committing genocide. And so we joined with those other people in spirit and in conviction to act out of necessity. The Australian government is actually complicit with Israel in genocide because we continue to export weapons and weapons components to the war machine that is being used by Israel.
Yeah, and well done to the... Oh, sorry, I interrupted you, Gabe. Protesters. I mean, I heard that they were up there for 13 hours on the roof. I mean, that's in the hot sun. And that is quite... and they did manage to draw quite a bit of attention and in the news as well about, you know, how these companies in Australia are actually helping the genocide of Palestinians. So it's really great that... you're doing this, but as I understand it, you actually wanted to ask as well as, you know, community rallies, because a lot of people are involved in the protest movement now. Would you be able to tell us why civil disobedience and other forms of direct action like this are important tactics in building the movement?
Yes. So there were eight of us occupying two sections of the roof at HTA, which... It was effective in shutting down the operations of the factory for the whole day. So there were a few morning shift people that had managed to get in, but they had to shut down all the machinery and leave because we were on the roof. And we you know, the reason, one of the reasons, sure, we attracted attention, which is great, but we had demands of the, we had requests for the workers and demands of the Rosebank Engineering. So we called on the workers to refuse to be complicit in genocide, and we asked them to refuse to manufacture F-35 parts bound for Israel. We say, you've got engineering skills and use those for the best, better. Use those for, we need climate solutions, we need solutions for housing, health, education. Your skills can be used in for a better world. We asked, called on the relevant unions to embargo all weapons and weapons parts exports to Israel. We demand that Rosebank Engineering cancel all F-35 contracts and parts to be exported for use by Israel, and that the Australian government stop all weapons and weapons parts exports to Israel. So there, that's a big list of demands, but we think that's what's necessary. We support the rally, and today there's a rally out at HTA, which is another one of these little engineering companies that have been given a lot of money by the government in grants to set themselves up for the war machine. And there's these little producers, there's the big producers. Also today at Boeing down in Fisherman's Bend in Port Melbourne, there's a big protest happening down there. People say to us, well, why don't you write a letter to a politician, sign a petition. We do all of those things, but we know that sometimes they may be effective if a politician is worried about being voted out at the next election. But generally, action has to come from the grassroots to initiate change for the good. So, yes, go to the rallies, but also everyone can do something. It can be as sending that postcard or signing that petition, but we also need support to shut down weapons manufacturers. They're not going to stop because they're nice people. They're not. They wouldn't be in that business. We try to appeal to their moral sense, but often they're making a lot of money. They're profiting, and the profit line is where it hurts most. So we have to try and shut down these profiteers of genocide. So that's why we're there, and we call on people to come and join us, because the more people that come and join us in whatever capacity they can, the more effective we will be.
That's right. Thank you for all that work you're doing. I think those demands are very reasonable. Stop arming Israel, cancel the F-35 contracts, no contracts with Israel, and Rosebank profits on genocide and more. And also, there'll be a rally today, as Gay pointed out, shut down HTA weapons manufacturer, 10 a.m. We're all going to be there. This is a weekly protest outside the Heat Treatment Australia manufacturing weapons components for Israel, and that's going to be at 43B Lara Way in Campbell Field. Gay, would you be able to tell us a bit about the group, the activist group that you're involved in, the Whistleblowers Activists and Communities Alliance, why you join and how people can get involved?
So, why did I join? So I came to Russia 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And because I believe that we can have a better world, and that we can't have that unless we fight for it. At the moment, the people in charge are invested in the system which profits those at the top in terms of wealth, and to the disadvantage and exploitation of the rest of us. And so we, at the moment, our focus has necessarily and morally been on Palestine, and will continue to be, but we actually know that no one is free until we are all free. So our liberation is bound together. So we have, over the years, had various campaigns around the environment, around refugees, around corporate corruption, around human rights, and so we continue to do that. People can follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. And our name includes the word alliance, so we support communities who run campaigns or want to run campaigns. So people who have a great idea can let us know, and we're happy to help people. Or, you know, people actually have great skills. Sometimes they don't think they do, but they do. When people join together, like with the genocide happening in Palestine now, it's an absolute necessity to act. We can't be bystanders to genocide. Mm. I mean, it's a moral necessity, a moral obligation when our leaders are failing us because they're saying Israel's our friend. Israel is nobody's friend but its own. It's actually horrific to watch the words of these Israeli ministers who are glorifying genocide and hell-bent on continuing until they annihilate the Palestinians. I always think about Assata Shakur, who says that no one's ever won their freedom by appealing to the moral sense of those who are oppressing them. Right. We can write the letters. We've seen all the images, the horrific images of injured people, of people underneath the rubble, of tiny baby corpses in the ICU, the pediatric ICU cots, who Israel forced their death, created their death. Government ministers are supporting that. They don't have any moral sense. They've lost it for profit. And so it's up to us to exercise our moral obligation. We can't be bystanders.
No, we can't. And this direct action, particularly targeting these manufacturing factories, is, you know, people can have the opportunity to actually have a real impact, because as you said before, this company, for people just joining us, we are speaking to Gay D'Emmanuel, and just talking about protesting in front of some of these factories that manufacture weapons to help Israel's genocide of the Palestinians. And this company, Rose Bank Engineering Factory, they're the sole, you were saying the sole, right? It's the sole, yeah, global producer. I mean, that's a big deal, of the F-35's uplock actuators that actually open and close the weapons bay doors. Basically, without those, they wouldn't be able to actually release the bombs. Really important work.
That's right. They're the sole global supplier. Mm. If they didn't supply those components, the F-35s would not be able to drop bombs. You're absolutely correct about that. And so that's a reason that we went out to Rose Bank, because I think a lot of people in Australia don't realise just how enmeshed we are with the US in the global weapons supply chain. There, as I said, there are these little engineering firms dotted throughout our suburbs. Most people don't even know they're there, and they are profiting on war, on death. It's blood money, and we want it to stop.
Definitely,
we want those funds not to be invested in death, but in be invested for improving the lives of everybody.
Thank you so much, Gay, for joining us on the show. We are just about to wrap up the radio program. So, if there's anything else you'd like to say quickly before we wrap up, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak up with you. I think people feel overwhelmed, which is absolutely a normal response in the face of such horrifying immorality and destruction, but everyone can do something according to their capacity, whether it is just sending that postcard. If that's all you can do, do it. But many of us can do more, and we do still have a right to protest in this country, despite the fact that the police don't think we do. And the more people that do it together, the stronger we are and the less likely we are to be defeated. And as the old saying goes, if you don't fight, you lose. If you do fight, you might win, and that's what we're about doing together. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Gay, and we'll see you at the rally in a couple of hours at, in front of HTA.
Okay, great.
Thanks for your time.
Okay, bye.